Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
Wrong one.
How about Chicago? I could be.
You were off key. Sorry.
Hi, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Waylon.
Ooh, taking control.
Producer.
I love it.
I'm busy. I gotta go. It's 9:15.
I haven't had dinner.
This is Ricky.
And this is James Roy.
You were listening to episode 402.
You took my line.
You can say the day
Friday,
and the time.
Friday, January 27th.
It's like it's
2012.
It's backwards. It's a Sadie Hawkins podcast.
Oh, shit.
Is that... Wait. That's isn't that a dance?
Well, Sadie Hawkins dances when the girls ask the boys out.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Backwards.
But it's like kind of country, right?
No.
No.
Oh.
It just
I
means...
I thought ours was country.
Well, that might have been
because
your
you're
theme.
In West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
But no, it just means girls ask the boys.
Don't ever... Say I'm from West Virginia. Totally different state. Totally different fucked up people.
Oh. So what's funny is that you would think that we've been
Shit.
Drinking, but this has been a wine-free two episodes.
It's a coffee cast.
It's a coffee cast, and I think that Nessa's drunkenness from her drunk cast mm-hmm. that we just crashed
right.
is rubbing off on us.
Did one the last time we were on a show, we kind of crashed it too? Somebody's live show, remember? And
oh,
we took over the whole
Baloo
show.
Baloo and that...
Blue and it wasn't gay country. What was it?
It was
Blue
a trucker.
And...
It was a trucker guy. That dog lock.
That was Blue.
Dog like this. He was like, oh yeah. That
I
was...
know. He sounded like sexy.
I'm going to fuck you up with my big old dick.
And then you got all excited because he was a trucker. And you're like, oh, can I beat off in front of you?
No.
True stories.
I did not.
True stories.
I still love that because now, I don't know. I just... Now I wish I was a truck driver just to see if people go by and they're actually like doing that when I pass.
Oh, they do.
Because that would be like my only job is to spot those people.
If you ever
wreck your semi.
If right. you ever are following behind a car and it's just driving alongside of a trucker, you know what's going on.
Is
oh,
that what's going
brown
on?
Cow.
Is that what's going on?
That's of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course.
Right. Why don't you just stop at the truck stop and do it?
Because
instead of driving, it's kind of dangerous.
That's too intimate.
Oh, he had to look into his eyes.
Because you can't get arrested.
Sir, I was just jacking off while I drove. I was trying to stay awake.
Did you know you were speeding?
What pants?
I know, I was I was going a little too quickly.
Not driving.
Anyway.
I got road rash.
Ow. Well, I guess you would kind of have to do... Were you a dry? Was it dry? Or do you have like a bottle of lube in the car?
I like to sand.
Don't really use lube very often anyway.
So it was pretty much dry.
Neither do I.
What? No, no spit.
No?
I don't need anything.
Oh, okay.
Self-lubricator.
So did you drive the whole way until you came?
What?
Next to the truck driver?
No.
So you pretty much just teased them?
Yes. This was a long time ago. I love how you act like that this is relevant.
Oh, we have a new voicemail.
Who is it?
I don't know. It's from Google Voice.
Oh, can we do the Google Translate with that?
Probably.
That's good.
Well, first, but we need to...
I wonder if it's Nessa.
It could be her bitching out that Ricky didn't put her in the contest.
Oh, yeah. It could be. You want to play it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Should we do a fun song?
Ringling a ding, you were oh shit, not you. Ringling a ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call. Fucking
well, it says 59 seconds, but it's only three. Oh, that's 59 seconds ago. Thanks for the 3 second call, whoever you are.
Rude.
Rude.
Hateful.
Probably politician.
We should call him back.
You know, text him back. We do have a phone call though. That 400th one.
Oh, yeah, for my friend Trucker Bike.
That you got in November. Just now found.
Oh, my God, that was gross.
Yes.
You know, we should call him back, and we'll plug the thing in, and we'll record him on the air.
And it won't record. We can't do that. Because we have to unplug here, and this once you unplug this, it's not recording what we're saying. But we could call through Skype and record.
It's recording through this.
Yeah, but in order to hear what's on here, it goes through here onto
the computer.
I'm saying
to record like this.
Oh.
If we call them back.
Oh, like unplug.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Like I said. God, Ricky, you're so stupid. Stupid bitch.
Guys, it's Trucker Mike. Leaving a message for Ricky congratulating him on his 400th show.
Rude, what about us?
I'm just letting you guys know a little bit about me. Settled down. Had a baby. He's 7 months. He's crawling. Knocked up my wife again. We're like the Duggars. Only not Christian. Holla back. Also, I started an Etsy site. If you guys want to visit that for tie-dye, hook a brother up. Holla back.
For tie-dye? What is this, the 90s?
So... That, but what we would do, we went to his house and we'd like tie-dye everything. Everything that we could, we tie-dyed it.
What's his,
so his baby, his new baby, or the one that's, well, I guess a year old now, he has like 400 tie-dye onesies.
Nice.
So he started an Etsy, website to sell them.
Nice.
How would you find him on Etsy?
He didn't say. God. I don't know. But let's read the Google Translate.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Schedules for termite leaving a message for Ricky congratulating him on his 400 Cheryl. And just let you guys in a little bit about me settle down. Had a baby. 7 months. He's crawling. Not that my wife again. What the doesn't notice. On the not Christian. I look back. Also, I started at the site you guys wanted to do that for Titanic. A brother out. How about it?
God bless Google Translate.
He's Walt, I'm gonna kick his ass. He just sent this picture to me and goes, "You never look greater."
Can that be our album art? Oh. Ricky dyed his hair.
Is that a lesbian?
It's Chaz.
Oh, I'm gonna kill myself. So that was Mike, but he called back. I think he had something additional to say. So let's see what it was here.
Probably how to find him on Etsy.
Okay. Well,
God, these phone calls rock.
I know, right?
Never mind then.
I think I have a phone call here from the Foul Monkey's youngest listener. Let's see if I have it here. Here it is. You guys ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
She said James and I rock.
I think he's masturbating to Foul Monkeys.
This is 2 minutes long.
Oh my god.
I think it's quiet there.
He was singing the song.
That's cute.
Isn't that cute? That's the youngest listener that's ever called. And
showing everyone
probably
else
the only
up.
One that matters.
Who is it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Showing
who it
everyone
is.
Else up.
You don't know who that is?
I don't know whose number that is. What if I typed it in my phone? Would it tell me?
Yeah.
If I have it in my phone mode?
It would.
It would.
Right, let's look it up.
Do it.
Walt just said, can't you ever take a compliment?
Asshole. Bitch.
Let's see here.
You shouldn't say the number.
It's not my phone.
Less editing.
It's not my phone. I don't know how.
So, since we're on listener feedback, should we respond to the tweet that we got from one of our one friend that actually listens?
Let me bring it up. Where is it?
You're so prepared.
Where's Evernote? Here it is. So I tweeted, and the only person that responded.
You still use Evernote?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to? Evernote. Never mind. I'm sorry. When you said that, I thought of Hootsuite.
Oh,
because of Twitter. Sorry.
I do use that when I'm at work because they block Twitter and Facebook.
Oh,
but I can read an update on Hootsuite.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a third party. They don't realize that it's a web browser updater.
So go back.
So we asked people to contact us what we would like, what they would like for us to talk about, and of course, no one fucking responded.
Josh did.
Josh did?
Yeah, he put it on our Facebook page. I'll go find it while
it's probably something.
Just go on with yours.
Unsavory.
So, we still got to talk about Secret Sharer.
Oh, I know, I know what it was. He wants us to talk more about religion to boost the religion.
So we could be on the best religion podcast.
Vote religion.
Because when you think of foul monkeys, you think religion.
Well, we can talk about religion. He was not at church and on New Year's Eve.
He was not at church. Oh, he was at church.
He was kneeling.
He was at church. He was praying. He was
on those knees.
Mm-hmm. Kneeling and praying.
And his belly.
And the body of plus one was in his mouth.
Shit.
Do this in the remembrance of me.
So we'll talk about Secret Share in a second. But Mark, who is the new friend that we voted on the island because we voted someone off the island. Because we can't have any more extra people. We have to get rid of one to get a new one. So who's next?
Are you looking Why are you at looking me? At... You can't look at him until he gets the website done.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. Sorry. I have a lazy eye. No. I wasn't looking at you.
Is that what's
Just
wrong?
The eye?
Is that...
Oh. I have a lazy brown eye.
Ew. Ew. Is that why you're wearing
Prolapse? Defense? Little rosebud?
No. 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 Well, no.
Let's see if there's an album
so
out for that.
Mark, no, oh, I'm sure there is.
You
just
are not.
Look up Goatsy.
No, you are not.
We cannot put that on. Remember, that's one of our new rules. We cannot put offensive album art.
You
remember?
You were not putting a prolapsed asshole as what? Album art.
What about a prolapsed vagina?
No, I said lazy brown eye, and all that's coming up are people in their brown eyes, as in their actual eyeballs, and it's like, I'm retarded eye.
Yeah, take the moderate search off.
So Mark is interested, and he wants us to talk about the speculation on the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who. You know I have a lot to say about that. How did Sherlock do it? Again. Who will be the Republican nominee? Whoever it's going to be is going to be a douchebag.
I honestly feel like it's right now. I feel like it's obviously between Romney and
Gingrich.
Colonel Sanders.
Gingrich.
Newt Gingrich.
Newt. Yeah.
They're both fucking crazy.
They are.
Well, yeah.
All of them have said some like fucked up, jacked up shit.
Yeah, they have.
Especially Rick Perry. Oh, yeah. He gets on my nerves more than anything. Not, yeah, no.
Rick Perry's
not
the
Rick
old
Perry.
One.
Santorum.
Santorum.
Yes.
Speaking about
they
prolapse.
All say crazy shit.
They're
did
crazy.
See, speaking about all that, did you see the shit Republicans say?
No,
video?
I haven't seen it.
That one's funny.
They do clips.
They do.
Oh,
clips.
is it shit homophobic Republicans say?
No. It's somebody posts. I forget who, but they're like shit Republicans say, and it's actually kind of funny. There is one of them that made me laugh, and he goes, "I know from experience, and knowledge of my from family and everything, but black people, most of them can't swim, if not all of them." That's what he said.
That's
stupid.
They're all racist.
It's ignorant.
So somebody already did our idea of shit Chicago and say, have you seen it? Have you heard it?
It's funny.
Should we let the other of us listen to it?
Did you see State of the Union?
The presidential State of the Union? Do you want to come talk in the microphone?
I'll get close for this. So
talk in the microphone.
You guys saw it?
No, I didn't see it.
The guy who did this... The Republican rebuttal. What's his name?
Which one?
Oh.
There's Newt Gingrich. Oh, no,
the rebuttal.
Oh, the head of the House.
Mike or Mark
Boner.
No.
What?
Isn't that showing?
His name?
Bonner.
It's showing.
Bonner.
Mike Bonner.
What is his name?
I don't remember.
What did he say?
So he said, "So for all you Americans who are regardless of race." Regardless of, I think he said, gender and other categories. Wendell and I were like, oh my God.
Other categories.
Like horses and gays.
Right.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But Obama's like, It doesn't matter if you're a woman, old, young, you can fight in the war. Like, you know, he's like,
including everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your sexual.
You can be a Republican and on the front line.
Right. Oh. He was like really inspiring, and then this guy comes up, and this is what the Republicans think. You're another category.
Yeah,
I love being the other.
I love the man's. I know this was probably it was a while ago, but I love the video he did when or the video that was posted of when Obama was showing the clip of the Republicans lined up and somebody was booing about gay soldiers.
I haven't seen that.
It's actually really good. He basically, I mean, it was just him saying like, you know, how dare you for, you know, allowing that to happen? He goes, these people are fighting for you. There are people going out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, it doesn't matter what they do or anything.
What were they booing for? Was he giving a speech or what was he doing?
I don't remember, but somebody was booing because like, because like gay, like the don't ask, don't tell situation was mm-hmm. being repealed or whatever. So
Mitch Daniels.
Oh, yeah. He's from Indiana.
That explains a lot.
Yeah.
So you should. Talk should
we play?
That.
Should we play the Chicago thing?
No, they just go look for it.
Okay, look up should Chicago and say.
It's actually kind of funny. So funny. Indiana is backwards anyway, and yes, it's my home state. Whatever. So they just, for one, passed legislation that may force creationism to be taught in schools, while at the same time voting down the mass transportation bill that would bring trains.
That's advancement. No, we don't do that.
And passed, voted down the smoking ban, but may vote for it if they put a loophole in for bars, which then is like, what's the ban since you can't smoke in other places?
In Virginia, you're able to smoke in bars that don't serve food.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
That's still what you can do here. What the rule in Indiana is that anywhere that anyone under the age of 21 can go.
That you can't smoke?
Yes.
But the smoking age is 18.
It doesn't matter. That's the rule. Like, so for instance, restaurants, you can't, that, like restaurant bars can allow smoking
if everybody in there is over 21.
Yes.
Okay. So like Olive Garden can't be like, no. Oh, let's smoke up in the Olive Garden.
No. And Denny's and when in all those places can't.
I know when I went to North Carolina, well, when I drove to Virginia, last time I was in Florida, me and my friend Gigi stopped in North Carolina, we thought we were going to have a heart attack when we walked into the restaurant and people were smoking.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like something you see anymore, you know? And we're like, what's the point of the non-smoking area? There's no fucking wall dividing the smoke from everyone else.
Yeah, we used to call that which concentration of smoke you wanted at Denny's in high school. So back to Mark, because he will call the fact that we never actually talked about anything else besides one thing. Is I have no speculations about the Doctor Who 50th.
Isn't it older than 50 years?
No.
No.
No. 60s.
Yeah. 62?
Or is it 8?
Let me look it up so I can not be corrected by Mark.
What's 50 years ago from now?
62. That's
what I said. 62?
Yeah.
You said 68.
No, he said 68.
I did. I wasn't counting.
I want to do 69.
So I don't have any speculations about it.
You stole my joke.
Oh, yes, I did. A movie would be nice. How did Sherlock do it? You know, I really didn't know.
Technically, it's 63.
But then after talking to...
According to Wikipedia.
You know, we actually had...
is this the new Sherlock? Or
yeah, we did dinner with Mark last night, and he read something that I think actually sounds right.
This
on how
makes
he,
sense.
How he faked his death.
Whoa. Remember, Americans, most of them haven't seen this.
But
spoilers.
Everyone's on Tumblr.
Spoilers.
I don't even look at Tumblr, so I would never know.
So anyway, Mark, I guess I can't talk about that.
No. Ready?
Spoilers. But I agree with you. I wonder if the guy on the bike that hit Watson had some of the hallucinogenic drug
that was in the previous
from
episode.
The previous episode, and then they put the thought into Watson's head that it was Sherlock that actually jumped when it wasn't.
This is interesting.
Anyway, and then who the Oscar nominations? We could talk way too long about that.
I don't even know who's nominated. Didn't they just do that the other day?
Yeah, I've already have a spreadsheet of all 60-some movies that have been
There's
nominated.
60?
Well, no, like every category, all the movies that had something nominated.
And you're going to watch all of them?
Well, I usually every year try to watch them all. This year I haven't. But I have it marked down on whether which ones are on DVD, in Redbox, Netflix, Watch It Now.
But can't you get it all with your Apple TV now?
No, because when the federal government shut down Mega Upload, we do not have that anymore.
That sucks.
Yes, it does.
We're getting it fixed, though.
No
worries.
We don't know if it's gonna, we don't know if it's going to be as good, but there's a workaround,
better than
apparently.
Nothing.
Yeah.
You guys would be really proud of me. The past 2 weeks, I have sent two Doctor Who text messages.
You have.
I'm so proud of myself. I love the Snoopy one. I was like, oh my God, that's so cute. They need to make a Charlie Brown Doctor Who episode. I would love it.
And you actually...
The kids would be like, what the fuck is this?
We showed you a photo that I had posted today and made a reference, and you actually brought the reference up without me telling you.
I know. Mark, you would be so proud.
Good job again.
Who else tried to get me to watch Doctor Who? A bunch of podcast people. And
well,
I'm like, no.
What's her name gave you hell
stop listening
when
oh,
you were...
Lala. Yeah.
Oh, she was pissed. She was pissed.
Yeah. She gave me a soup, chili recipe that I altered. It was really good.
That's cool.
And, oh, I have to give somebody Timmy from Twitter. I have to get him the recipe for the caldo de pollo.
What was it?
That I need to give that to you, too.
What was it?
The chicken soup.
The chicken soup that I made the other day.
Or what is it in Spanish?
The provider.
The soup of chicken.
Caldo? Caldo de pollo.
Okay.
Which means, I think, chicken soup.
Yes. Soup of chicken.
But soup is sopa. So I don't get what caldo means. Let's look it up.
There's probably a difference between stew and soup or something like that.
Oh, maybe it is stew.
Is it spelled C-A-D-O?
C-A-L-D-O.
Sopa is S-O-P-A-S is something totally different.
Okay, that's Italian. Oh, hot chicken.
It's probably because it's a hot soup. I don't
broth.
Know. Broth. Yeah.
So chicken broth.
Chicken broth.
But it had vegetables and stuff, and it was really good. It had a weird vegetable I'd never eaten before. It looked like a pear, but had the consistency of like
a rock.
A potato, but it was kind of translucent.
Parsnip?
No. Because it looked like it wasn't anything in the ground. It falls from trees or something. I don't know. It just looks weird. He'll have to.
Oh, okay.
It has like in the Mexican grocery store, it has like all these thorns on it.
Hmm.
And you have to peel that off.
Oh, I know.
It starts with a G.
I think I know
what it is.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's scurry. But yeah, so Mark, I hope we satisfied your your subject matter. Secret share, you guys.
Secret share.
We had so much fun with Secret Share. If you're a new listener, which you're probably not.
I love it.
Secret Share was our Secret Santa gift exchange that we did like 3 weeks after Christmas because we were all busy. But we met at Nookie's on the north side.
The nice one with the cloth napkins.
Mm-hmm. We had a room all to ourselves, mm-hmm. which was awesome. We had the restaurant manager bring in his iPad and played Share music for us.
Yes.
Yes, that was awesome.
And we all exchanged our gifts.
Guys, if you
awesome.
Are in Chicago,
go to Nookie's.
Go to Nookie's. Northside Nookie's is...
It's really nice.
Really nice. It's the fancy Nookie's.
Mm-hmm.
But they treat you really well.
They actually give me shout-outs on Follow Friday on Twitter.
They did. I think they did it at the same time for us.
Hey, Ricky, is it green?
Yeah.
Is it a Goya?
Yes.
Bam, I knew it.
Yes.
Oh.
Bam, I knew it.
Mm-hmm. Bam.
Anyway, no, it was a great time. The food was good. Our waiter was super gay. I don't think he was quite as amused with us as we were.
I'm going to say this, and I don't mean to be mean. His breath
was awful.
Was horrendous.
Mm. Good thing my nose was plugged up then.
Oh, my God. He didn't even bend down, and I could smell his breath. And I was like.
But they were so nice to us.
They were nice. They're always nice when we go in there.
Yeah, but I mean, this was like crazy. I mean, especially because we were only 10 of us, and it was free, and yeah, it was great.
And we all did our gift exchange, and I was so excited because I got a cookbook Waylon mm-hmm. was my secret chair.
And my secret chair was Ricky.
How did that fucking work out? Like, it, you know, it's one of those things, like, the chances of that
Well,
happening.
What was more fun is that we were the last Bat two. Boys, and we were both like, Bat boys.
Oh, oh, no, you did BB. Oh, stop.
Oh, BB.
Oh. No, we're not bareback buddies.
This is D. Yeah.
That's F, yes.
It's been a while since we've done that.
But Waylon got me a cookbook inspired from The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. It's the unofficial, official cookbook. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice, and I love it. And then he got me, like, I guess an hors d'oeuvre. Not hors d'oeuvre.
Pig in the blanket maker.
But that's not the only thing it makes. It, like, makes, like...
appetizers.
Yeah. Does it heat up the appetizers? I haven't really took it out.
No, I think it's so that you can stuff things in, like, biscuits and you put it in.
Oh, because I thought I saw, like, stuffed jalapenos.
Yeah, they probably made them and you stick them in there and it melts them, cooks them.
But they were breaded. You bread them before you put them in there?
I don't know. I didn't read your... I didn't open it and read your cookbook.
I need to look at it. I need to
Why don't you open your box?
It's
oh, it's open.
It's the same type of thing as those new cupcake makers.
Mm-hmm. That Josh got.
That Josh got.
And what did you get, Waylon?
I got three very large, different multicolored service platters that came each with a matching spatula.
And one of them actually is the miniature version of one we bought just not even like oh, 2 weeks before.
I always need platters because it seems like I'm always feeding your guys' mm-hmm. fat asses.
Yep.
Well, that whole thing came from when you did, which I don't think the platter's actually big enough to put a turkey on. I try to find one big enough, but
they really went. But you know, though, but at least it would fit better than my pizza pan, right. All the carb turkey.
Yeah.
And so as for Thanksgiving, he didn't have one and he was stressing out over the turkey. He was really stressing out over the turkey. But it was really good, so it doesn't matter. But then I also had to make my dish and I was looking for a spatula and I needed one to fit in a soup can.
Yeah.
And he didn't have one. The only thing he had was a rubber one, but if I would have put it in the soup can, it would have cut it.
Yeah.
So that's why I got them spatulas.
The one that you're talking about, it's like the shape of a hand.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wanted something that was a little softer too, because my rubber spatula is a little, it's a Amari Vitale. It's, no.
I don't think softer, I think firmer.
No. The ones that he wanted a firmer, or softer one, because mine's firm. Because
it wouldn't bend in firm. The can.
He wanted, like, something also when he's making his mac and cheese that would, like, bend the into the cracks.
Right.
Yeah. Bend into the cracks.
Firm. Penis. Innuendos.
That would.
It would.
Bend. And. Crack.
Are you translating this?
Yeah. Spanish. Where is it? Wait, where is it? There it is. Oh. Curva.
Yo quiero algo que se curva. En la
Greta. Who are you getting text messages from?
His other boyfriend?
No. I have it on because I'm still on Death Watch 2012.
Oh, yeah.
That is sad. Except, though, I have to say, it's you know, I'm dealing with it fine and all, except I'm not really sure I'm enjoying the pictures of my father hooked up to machines that my brother keeps sending me.
I don't think I could have handled that if my... Yeah. I only got one picture of that, and I was like, oh, I don't, that's it. I don't need to see
him. I mean, it's good to see him, but it's like depressing. Thanks, but no.
I don't know. It's just weird. I don't know. But yeah. My mom's doing really good. I talked about that she had a teacup chihuahua now.
Yes.
Yeah, your mom called and talked about it.
She's taking him to work.
Yeah, I got to show you the most recent picture. He's so cute.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus.
He has a bow tie on.
I feel bad for that
Is
dog.
It like an episode of Legally Blonde?
Except for she's a redhead. So she's a legally redhead.
Legally ginger.
It has a friend.
I love how it's posed. It's right. Like, oh,
I'm gay.
She's doing the bend and snap.
His name is Gizmo.
Oh, that's a cute little dog name.
He looks like Gizmo. He has the same colors.
Like the what's it called?
The gremlin?
Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank God. She only has one dog. Because I thought she was going to turn into my grandmother and have like 40 dogs in her house. Mm. That is not going to happen with my mom.
So what else do we have to talk about?
I think we're done. Are we done? Well, we're not used to doing this all the time anymore.
No, we didn't get back on track. But we also don't have any one-star reviews. We have a two-star review.
Yeah, it's long.
Do you guys also want to set up a live date? A live
podcasting date? Yeah, we probably should, so that we have something to work towards.
And people would actually show up.
Yeah, and we also need to schedule our weekly and actually keep it.
Yeah, we're going to have
it. I think it should Monday or Fridays.
Mondays, because Fridays is just as bad as doing it on a Sunday sometimes.
I'm tired on Mondays.
We're all tired on Mondays.
Yeah.
We want this to be a good show. Oh, never mind.
Religion.
Please think about this way, though. The good thing about a Monday is we just had the weekend with fresh activities.
We have stuff to talk about.
Yep. Yeah.
What do you think, listeners?
They don't care.
They don't give
it's
a fuck.
It's still going to take 2 weeks to get out one episode.
Right. Okay.
I'm kidding. Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, when we were doing the live show. Okay, oh, I'm going to put this out tomorrow.
You?
And then, a week later.
And then you can start editing.
Welcome to the podcast of our lives. Yeah. Featuring.
There was no editing. All you had to do Ricky was put it out there.
Burton, the bitchy producer.
The intro was on there.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill both of you.
I'm waiting for you to talk so I can introduce you in this podcast of our lives.
That's not the show.
Well, this turps sound like it.
I will cut.
Oh, where are the scissors?
Shit, people.
You do not let go.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Hey, we need to share the duties because I kind of forget how to do all that. And it's going to change when the new website happens.
Someday I should learn.
Yeah, you should. And then we could just split it up.
This is actually
I don't have an Apple.
This is one of...
You don't have to have it. Oh.
Yes, he does for GarageBand.
Because I don't have GarageBand.
Yeah. No, this is actually a good show that I can show you how to edit.
Yay! I hope it's going to be a lot easier, though, when we get over to the new website. We won't have to do all that extra, like, go here, upload it, go here, all that shit.
That'll be nice.
Just do it in one step. I forgot how to edit, I think. Because I don't do it.
Did you ever edit?
No.
Ricky, I said my name 5 times and you didn't even take it out.
Oops.
And then a show later, 10 times. See, I told you what I say. I don't listen to them. I just put them up. You're like, you should listen to the whole thing. Do you listen to the whole thing now?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Is that why it took you a week and a half to put it up?
Maybe. It was an hour and a half show.
Mm. It was cool.
I do have a lot of... No.
I went to school full-time, and I did a podcast full-time, and I went to work full-time.
What did you study?
Business administration.
Oh, boo.
Oh, my God. You're both
fucking
pretty.
And we're basically taking the same classes right now, so...
No, we're not.
Jeez, fucking Louise, people. Hi. What? I wish I could turn off their mics, because I'll just talk to you guys all.
Well...
No.
I used to be able to do that, but now it doesn't work. You guys, will one of you come to Chicago and hook up my stuff for free?
For free.
Actually, you know what? I need to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
No, y'all, I'm getting a little serious now. Okay?
He's getting ready to ask for money. I can feel it.
You guys know we're going on our 6th year of the show, right? We have
it's
microphones.
Not a significant year.
Huh? Well, it's been a long time.
No, I'm saying it's not a significant year.
We have equipment that... probably could be replaced because it's starting to fall apart. We need new wires for our microphones. We actually need new microphones.
So we can move these to Studio B.
Right. No. We have headphones that are falling apart. Well, mine isn't. Wayland's isn't.
Well, it's because
we don't have our own headphones. No. Everybody shares my headphones. That's why I never have any. Just kidding. Well, but really, we do need more headphones. these right here, these are brought to you by Melinda. She bought these for me. Love her. Seriously, though, we need help with new equipment. Maybe not the whole amount, but we do need some assistance. So please hit the PayPal button if you can, or you can just send it to us. It's tax deductible. Not really, but you can say that.
No, it's you know you can't say that. It's nowhere near tax deductible. We're not even a business, let alone a not-for-profit.
You know, I have millions of listeners, and all they have to do is send in a dollar a piece, and we'd be fine.
Not on PayPal.
No, don't. Actually, that's a good idea. If you're going to send less than, like, $5, don't even send it on PayPal. You can just ask for our address and send it to us, because they take out a big chunk of that.
Yeah, if you're on American, no shit. What's your bank?
Bank of America.
Bank of America. They could just right. Put your account number in.
No,
give your account number.
That's
come on.
Too personal.
Give your account number on the show.
But seriously, you guys, it would be nice to have some assistance with some new equipment.
Maybe people don't call in or say they listen because you always ask them for things.
But I don't always ask. I have not. I don't ask people.
Do we need to listen to the past 10 shows to see?
I did not ask them for anything the last show.
We're going every other then.
No. The last time I asked for something was back in November when I said, look at my Christmas list.
No. Wait, back. Yeah, that was our last. That was the
that
show
was the
before
day after Thanksgiving.
That was the show before the 400th. So that would have been every other show.
Yeah, but that's like 6 weeks ago.
Semantics.
I don't Semantics. Ask for a lot of... No, seriously.
Seriously. I don't ask
for stuff off my Amazon wish list, but...
I'm going to guilt
trip
you.
Instead of getting me something, get us something.
Oh, a new approach.
So, anyway, yeah. That's all I have to say about that. It would be nice. If not, then well... We'll still do this. It might sound like shit.
What are you going to give them?
More episodes?
A handy at Pride 48?
You better be careful what you...
They're like, you have to pay us.
You better be careful what you put out there.
All of a sudden, we get all this new mixing equipment and new microphones, and so you're like,
oh, shit. So speaking, I don't have enough hands.
So speaking about Pride 48, though...
Line up.
You really do need to join Gay Country Boy Wes's weight loss challenge since you're in...
I know, Brad, right?
Since you're in,
we just got a scale, so I can do
since
it.
Since you're in Weight Watchers anyway, you might as well try.
I don't like losing.
He may give us. I think Joan, that Dallas and I have talked him into giving lap dances and a jock for the winner.
I'm not impressed. I'd rather have it without the jock.
Well, maybe that's what you can tell him that you want when you win. He doesn't have.
But how are you going to get it if I win? How are you going to get it?
Because I'm going to watch.
Oh. Then what's the point of winning if you can watch anyway?
Because you get to experience it.
Mm. Oh.
You get to be all up in it. Oh, yeah.
All up in that foreskin.
Because he doesn't know what the trophy is. So.
Oh, yeah. I know they don't know what the prize is.
So we can try to come up with what it is for him if you win.
Okay. I'll...
Maybe he should go an episode, a live 48... Pride 48 podcast of him splashing.
With, like,
you know, that's like putting the food all over you. Like, you get naked and put, like, SpaghettiOs and mashed potatoes.
And then you should do the marshmallow candle. Fluff. Rubbing candles.
The marshmallow fluff.
You could lick, like, Popeye's mashed potatoes or something off of his nipples.
Gravy. Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Spicy.
Yeah, there you go.
They have chicken fried steak now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
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 They don't?
Weight Watchers, no.
Oh, he knows. Remember, you can still eat the stuff.
You just have to limit yourself.
There's point values. What we can talk about right now if you want.
Look up a point value of a chicken breast at Popeye's. Sure. And see what it is.
I actually looked it up earlier.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah. I was just
ridiculous. One right up the street.
I know, because I was...
Wait, excuse me.
One, no, it's two rides. Excuse
me. Screet.
No, it's right. Two rides. It's two rides. Run up the street, one to your toilet.
I have been really good not craving things, except I've really wanted fried chicken.
We're at 40 minutes already?
Oh, shit. Where is it? Oh, wait, that's it. That's an O.
This is fun.
This is like when you look up shit, so don't be giving me a hard time.
Yeah, way to go.
You could have a conversation.
I own this podcast, and I'll do what I want.
Oh. Is that how it's going to be?
Okay. You know, I have been on every show but one.
Spicy chicken.
I say that every time.
A spicy chicken breast, I think this is with bone, is 9.5 points.
That's a lot. Yep. What about regular?
One leg is 2.5.
I don't eat legs. Just thigh. I lick them. I lick that thigh.
I don't know. I'm trying to find that mild chicken.
I lick the thighs. Hashtag provider always goes, I need to go brush my teats.
A three-piece naked chicken strip is 6 points.
That's terrible. Baked, right? It's deep fried?
Naked? It's not deep fried. Naked. I think it means no breading.
So it's baked? And one chicken strip is 6 points?
No, three.
So it's 2 points apiece.
An order. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chicken nuggets are 6-piece chicken nugget is 6 points. Spicy tenders 3-piece is 11 points. Mild tender 3 pieces is 10 points.
You know what I want to talk about really quick is Starbucks new blends. Have you tasted them?
No.
The blonde, the medium, and the dark. Well, I guess the dark has always been there.
I don't really
But they have the blonde, which is a light blend. Oh my God, it's so good.
They've always had the light blend.
No, it's a blonde.
But blonde.
No, they've just renamed them.
But they didn't brew them all. Like when you ask for coffee, you couldn't, unless they made you a cup of coffee, you couldn't go in there and say, could I get the light roast? They only had two kinds.
You can have always asked for
the Pike Place and that
they
other
could do
one
a French press for you, which is going to be still the same charge.
You have to wait too long.
You do
that.
Realize that you're talking to a person that actually worked there.
Yeah, too long. I'm there to get my coffee and leave, not 5 minutes, French press that shit and put it in a cup. I should get a discount for that.
I guess we now know why the guy was rude to him at the outlet mall.
Yeah, for real.
I was not even rude that day.
No, but he knew he could smell it on you.
He's like, I don't know.
He was like, have a grande day.
He smelled the douche.
Or have a grande.
Grande.
See a latte.
Ooh, what could they say? Like Popeye's chicken. You guys come up with like sayings like from fast food restaurants or something.
Bad puns.
Just like that. Yeah, bad puns from restaurants and call and tell us what they are. If you worked at restaurants and you know you had some. You guys ready to leave?
Yeah.
We're out of here. We'll talk to you next week. We're going to live show. Should we do that now? Make a date?
Well, maybe not on the air because we need to look at our calendars.
Yeah.
You know, if we do it on Mondays, my birthday's on a Monday.
Doing a live show on a Monday?
Wait, is my birthday on a Monday this year? Or is it Tuesday because of... Is it a leap year?
Yours is a Wednesday.
Well, that's a Tuesday then.
Mine's on Monday, March 5th. Remember that, guys, for some random Amazon list on our website.
March 28th. March 28th is mine. But we'll be on a cruise.
How are we going to do a show on Monday if you're on a cruise?
We're not.
You'll be doing it without me?
Oh, I could probably invite others.
Like you did last time?
Mm-hmm. Yours is on a Wednesday.
Josh is dying. Oh. Josh is dying to be back on the show.
Of course he is, because he probably wants to... First of all, he should listen so he can know how much we actually talk about him.
All right, people, we're out of here. We'll come up with a live date, and then the next show we'll talk about it.
Deuces.
Does that sound good?
Yes.
All right, later, people. Bye. Nice.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.